From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Now that the Senate appears on the verge of passing its health overhaul bill this morning, President Obama says he is confident a final bill can be put together without too much difficulty. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
In an interview with NPR, Mr. Obama said that the House and Senate are likely to have some tough negotiations over the differences in their bills.
But the important thing when you look at the Senate and the House bill is not the huge differences. It's actually the remarkable similarities. 95% of the House bill and the Senate bill are in accord.
Both bills, he notes, would create new insurance exchanges to give the uninsured a place to buy health plans, create subsidies to help them and small businesses afford insurance, and put more regulation on the practices of health insurance companies. The president also came down strongly in favor of a controversial tax on insurance plans with generous benefits, which is in the Senate bill, but not the House version. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
It will be a white Christmas for many parts of the country. Continued cold weather has kept snow on the ground in the mid-Atlantic and Northeast following last weekend's big storm, and holiday travelers should expect slow going. Forecaster Bruce Sullivan with the National Weather Service is keeping track of a new weather system that could cause travel problems.
That system will strengthen during the day today and overnight, and as it lifts northward into the colder air, we're looking for winter precipitation to expand across portions of central U.S. all the way up into the north central U.S.
The storm began in the southwest. The biggest snow accumulations are expected from eastern Nebraska to the upper Mississippi Valley. Forecasters say freezing rain is possible in parts of Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. In the last population count before next year's census, federal officials say migration to the south and west has slowed dramatically, but states in those areas are still on track to gain more seats in Congress. Here's NPR's Jennifer Ludden with more.
Migration is down in a number of states that had seen a big influx during the housing boom, and demographers say the recession is to blame. In Nevada and Florida, census officials say more people are now moving out than in. And of the three states that had a net loss in population over the past year, the biggest outflow was in hard-hit Michigan. But demographers say the recession has also prompted more people to stay put in other states that had been losing population, states like New York, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania. That may mean that after next year's census count, they won't lose as many congressional seats as once expected. One state that's defied the trend, Texas, which saw its boom continue, gaining more people than anywhere else. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Stock prices have been up today. This is NPR News. The second attack in 3 days in the northwestern Pakistani city of Peshawar has killed at least four people and wounded more than a dozen. A policeman was among those killed. Officials say a suicide bomber attacked a neighborhood containing many government buildings. As Moscow and Washington renegotiate a new strategic arms reduction treaty, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev today has said Russia will work on a new generation of nuclear missiles. He made the comments as Russia test-fired one of its older Soviet-era nuclear missiles. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
In an attempt to extend the lifespan of its Soviet-era nuclear arsenal, the Kremlin says it has successfully launched an RS-20V intercontinental ballistic missile. Officials say the 22-ton missile hit a target on Russia's Pacific coast. It was fired from more than 4,000 miles away. The missile has a range of nearly 10,000 miles and can carry at least 10 nuclear warheads. Known in the West, the SS-18 or Satan, it can pierce missile defense systems and was considered one of the Soviet Union's most dangerous first-strike nuclear weapons. Russia says extending the life of the missile is a cost-effective way to preserve nuclear parity with the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
As power companies across the U.S. try to restore service to people in areas hit by winter storms, they're also having to contend with copper thieves. In West Virginia, Appalachian Power spokesman Phil Moy says thieves want the copper in power cables for one simple reason: it's valuable. In Minnesota, police arrested a man and two others after they broke into a substation. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.